gonna be a wonderful place.
Amen.
Yes.
I want to make it. Philippians tonight, if you have your Bibles, chapter number 3. I think I preached along these lines sometime back. But looks like we're going to come down that road again. Amen. Philippians chapter number 3, starting at verse number 12. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Paul's really here talking about his strive, his run, his race for perfection. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I know the Bible said, be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. But really, when it really boils down to it, and I'm not trying to contradict the Bible whatsoever, but if Paul wasn't perfect and he was still striving, amen, that puts me and you in a place where really I realize we're way better than we used to be. We're way better than we were.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, there's still ground to cover.
Amen. That's right.
There's still a deeper walk we can get to in God. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Every sincere and honest Christian will admit at least two things. First, they will admit their past failures. Amen. And secondly, they will admit that they are not satisfied with where they are right now. And really, if you read these scriptures that I read tonight, that's what you can hear from Paul. Amen. Even Paul was not satisfied, but he wanted to strive further.
Yes.
He wanted to grow closer to the Lord. Amen. Paul had many converts. He had established churches. He had reached large cities with the gospel. He had made a great progress, but there was still ground to be covered.
Right.
Amen. Here are the confessions of a truly godly man. Amen. They expressed the realization that he had not reached the highest mark yet. Amen. He was never fully satisfied with his accomplishments. No matter how much we grow in knowledge nor in holiness, there will always be room for further growth and development. Amen. I must stand and testify to you tonight that I feel like in the 12 years that I've, right around 12 years, I think this February make 12 years that I've been pastoring a church, been preaching the gospel. Amen. I feel like that I have grown tremendously since then.
Yes, buddy.
But yet in another sense, Brother Tommy, I feel like I have a lot further to go. Amen. You ever been there? Praise God. Amen. And really what I'm trying to say is don't ever get satisfied with where you are. Because if you get satisfied with where you are, you'll grow cold and you'll just fade off. Amen. Fade off. Great God. But always try to strive to do better. Amen. I want to strive to do better. But what Paul was saying is, I want to press toward that prize. Amen. More than anything. Hallelujah. I've got to keep pressing. I've got to keep pushing. I've got to make it further. I've got to grow closer. Amen. I've got to pray more. Amen. I want to be fascinated with reading His word more. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I want to have a closer prayer life. Oh, God, I want to press closer to the prize, amen, of the high calling in Christ Jesus, amen. When Paul used this word perfect in verse number 12, he was saying that he was not by any means, amen, where he needed to be, but was forever pressing onward to what God wanted him to be. Hallelujah. Amen. One mark of maturity is knowing that you are not quite, amen, where you need to be. I'd like to ask you a question. If every one of us, or if some of us in here tonight had already reached that place of maturity, if you will.
Yeah.
Amen. Then where else could you go to from there?
That's the truth.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. If I had already become the greatest preacher that I could become, the only place to go from there would be backwards. Amen.
That's it. Yeah.
I tell you what, Brother George, I want to do better.
Hallelujah. Woo.
If you was already the best Christian you could be, where would you go to from there?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
True.
Oh, I tell you what, I want to grow, don't you?
Jesus.
Amen. I want to realize that I'm not where I need to be, and I cannot press, amen, toward that prize until I first figure out that I've got ground yet I've got to cover.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo. There's a place yet, Brother Anthony, I've got to get to.
Right.
And I can't get there until I get hungry to get there. And what I'm trying to say is a lot of people think they've already got just as much as they'll ever need. Amen. But what I'm trying to tell you tonight is you ain't got everything you need.
Right.
You ain't got all that you need. But there is a closer place we can get in God.
Amen.
Oh, that church of Sardis was a dead church. Amen. Revelation said unto the angel of the church of Sardis, right? These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast the name that thou livest, but he said thou art dead. Amen. They thought they were alive, but they was deader than a hammer. Amen.
Yeah.
Laodicea thought they was rich, but Jesus thought they was poor. Amen. Oh yes, later in that same chapter, because thou sayest I am rich and increase with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable,
yep,
and poor and blind. And that Jesus said, you thought you had it all, but great God, you're poor, you're wretched, you're miserable, you're blind. Amen. Don't ever get to the place, hallelujah, where you think you're all that and then some. Amen. I know, but evaluate ourselves, praise God. We can make ourselves, amen, sometimes we can evaluate ourselves and make ourselves, amen, better than what we really are. Hallelujah. And that's a detriment also. Hallelujah. But we can make ourselves better than we really are and become proud. Amen. Concerning our need to get closer to God. And we can also put ourselves down. You've seen Christians like that. Amen. Put themselves down. Amen. And get defeated and discouraged and drop out of the race because they don't feel like they can ever obtain. That there's some type of middle ground that we've got to find as a Christian. Amen. Hey, God, to realize, I'm not near as the person I once was, and I'm not the person I really want to be, but thank God I'm on my way there. Amen. Hey, God, did you get my point here tonight? Thank God I'm pressing toward that prize. Hallelujah. I hadn't stopped yet, and I'm not going to stop until I get to the place that I want to be. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Best thing we can do is do our best for Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Give it your all. Do your best.
Thank you.
Don't neglect His word. Don't neglect His house. Don't neglect prayer. Right. Amen. Don't neglect fasting. Don't forget Thursday. Thursday's a fast day.
Yes.
Woo.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe you'll get closer to the Lord if you'll just fast on Thursdays. I've been trying at least, amen, to fast till 2:00. Amen.
Yeah.
Great God. Hallelujah. Woo. That's amen. He that hungereth and thirsteth for righteousness shall be what?
Filled.
Right. Shall be filled.
Yeah.
He that hungereth and thirsteth after righteousness. Hallelujah.
You,
I want to hunger, don't you?
Amen.
I want to get thirsty for the Lord, don't you? And I believe if I will, it'll glorify God. Hallelujah. It provides a genuine evidence that we have been born again. It shows those around us the truth. Amen. It's very visible that I've got a hunger for God. Does anybody see you hungering for the Lord? Amen. Thank God. It it produces joy in our lives when we're striving for the prize. Amen. It equips us for ministry. Amen. To other Christians when we're striving for that prize. It enhances our witness for Christ to this lost world when we really strive and to get closer to God. Amen. Paul said, I follow after. Amen. These words come from a Greek word, dioko, which means to eagerly pursue. Paul said, I'm eagerly pursuing. Amen. To get closer to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. It's much like a sporting event, much like a race that a runner runs. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Thank God they don't look to the left or look to the right or look behind, but they keep on looking forward. I guarantee you this, you'll never find an Olympic race runner win the gold medal while he's looking back trying to run. Oh, no. Amen. But he's got his head straight towards the prize. Amen. He's got his eyes, amen, to the finish line. And he says, more than anything, I've got to make it. Amen. Oh, God. I come to tell you tonight, church, more than anything, I've got to make it. Amen. The runner must not get distracted, not even by the competitors. Amen. Oh, yes. And maybe one racer, he'll look over at the other and say, well, look what long legs he's got. Amen. Thank God he's probably going to outrun me. No, you can't do that. Amen. You can't look at everybody around you. It'll get you distracted.
Right.
But Paul said, I'm looking straight ahead. Woo. Hallelujah. Hey, God. I've got my eyes on the prize. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to turn loose until I make it to the finish line. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us what? Run this race with patience.
Glory be to God.
That is set before us.
Bye, bye, bye.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Brother Anthony, I've been guilty. You've been guilty. And going to something fire, full fire. Amen.
Yep.
I mean, like, I remember Marcel's grandpa used to say, like a bull in a china shop.
Yeah.
Woo, amen. Hey, God. You ever been there?
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, just go with something like a bull in a china shop. Amen. But I found through the years, Brother Jonathan, this is not a sprint that we're in. This is rather a marathon.
Yes, it is.
I've seen a lot come and go, Brother Anthony.
Yes.
And some people get in this thing and they take off just full steam ahead, but they run out of wind.
Yeah.
And they're somewhere back there now.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's the truth.
This is a marathon, church. Amen. There's some hills in this race.
Come on. Come on.
There's some hard, deep valleys in this race. You got to climb up out of. Amen. Woo. We're not home yet, praise God. We're not to the finish line yet. Amen. Corinthians 9:24, 1 Corinthians said, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that you may obtain. Great God, a couple verses later, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, amen, but I'm running with everything in my power. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. He said in another place, so fight I not as one that beateth the air. No, no. But I'm fighting with a purpose at hand. Thank God. I see the enemy ahead and I'm fighting with everything in my heart. Our salvation is merely, amen, a race that we're running for Jesus. Amen. This race that we run, amen, we must stay faithful. We must stay at pace. We must keep running. We must not stop. Galatians said you did run well, but who hindered you that ye should not obey? obey the truth. What got in your way? Was it worldliness? Was it looking to the side, looking to the church down the road? Oh, look at what they do. I've never been one to do that. I could care less what the church down the road does. I could care less what the church up the road does. I could care less what the mega church out there does. That has never affected me. But what I care about is that road ahead, amen, that I've got to run, amen. Oh, yes, I've been up here in Amish country, and I like it to some extent, but I think lady folks like it way more than men. They got all them shops and a lot of things for ladies to do up there. So I'm happy to take Michelle from time to time, Brother George. Hey, God. But I tell you one thing I do like. I like getting out there in them country roads, watching them horses plow up them grounds. I mean, they use the animals, natural thing for everything. I tell you something else I like, Brother George. They got them horses on them roads. And I know probably sometimes they have accidents like everybody else, but them horses have blinders on them.
Amen.
And I've noticed some of them come way out. Them horses cannot even hardly see beside us.
Yeah.
Amen. But they got them blinders sticking straight out. All they can see is the head.
Yeah.
And I've felt so many times, I'd like to make some of them blinders, amen, and pass that to folks in church. Because that's all you need to look at. You don't even hardly need to look over there. Amen. Some people's got such great peripheral vision, they can have their head straight and still see behind. Amen. You don't need that. I tell you what you need. You need to keep looking up. You need to keep looking straight. You need to get you some blinders on. The devil will show you everything under the sun, and he'll get you discouraged. Oh, I come to preach to us for just a few moments tonight. Keep pressing to the prize. Keep on going. Don't give up until we hear the heaven bells ring. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Don't give up, but keep on running. Amen.
That's all right. Woo.
Thank you, Jesus. Gotta move on here.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Great God. Every Christian is grasped by the Lord for some reason or another.
Lord.
Therefore, every man should press toward, amen, that prize. Hallelujah. Onward. I tell you what, I'm going to keep on pressing onward my whole life, that I might lay hold of that purpose that God has for my life. You got a purpose. Oh, Brother Jason, I know your purpose. You're a preacher of the gospel. Amen. I don't feel like God has no big eyes and little ears. It's just my lot. It's just what I've been called to do. But just as much as I've been called to preach, you got a calling on your life. Amen. And you can't just sit there and twiddle your thumbs for the next 30 years and say, let the preacher preach. Let the singer sing. Amen. Let people do what it is. Oh, no, you've got a calling on your life.
Amen.
Amen. God has called you out, amen, of darkness and into his marvelous light. And he's put you on a race for you to press forward and keep on going straight ahead. Don't just sit your life away and waste it away saying, I don't know what it is he's got. God's got a job for you to do. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Woo.
Brother. Amen.
God lays hold of all believers, and at least for two key purposes. One, for holy living.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
God's a holy God.
That's right.
And I don't care who here lives. Amen. Who likes it, who don't like him. If we're going to go to God's heaven, we're going to be a holy people.
Amen.
Right.
The Bible plainly says that sin will not enter into that land.
That's right.
You can't live a sinful life and make it to heaven.
Never.
Can't do it.
Woo.
I don't care if the worldly church down the road let you shack up and teach Sunday school.
Right.
You ain't going to go to heaven shacking up.
Bless him, Lord. Amen.
I don't care if the Episcopalians, amen, socially drink in a little room to the side before they have church. You can't go to heaven drinking beer. Thank God in heaven. That's where we are today. Look at this. What they doing, they're all right. Who said they're all right? God didn't say they're all right. Amen. Some church affiliation, some church denomination might have said they're all right. But God said it stinks in my nostrils. Amen. Hey, God. And it upsets God. Amen. Sin will not enter into the pearly gates. Hallelujah.
Right.
Woo. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but what? But unto holiness.
Right.
Woo. God ain't called us into uncleanness.
Right.
1 Thessalonians 4:7, but unto holiness. I love this. John 15:16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Not only does he call us unto, amen, unto holiness, a purpose that he has for us is to live clean and live holy. He also has a purpose, amen, for us to be a useful, amen, utensil in his hand.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Woo. Right, brother. Bless him, Lord.
Glory.
You've not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit. God said, I've called you to be useful.
That's it. Thank you, Lord.
And that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. God said, I've called you. I've put placed you in my hand, and I've made you useful. Get out there and work for the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Right. Yes.
I read to you an illustration. I can find it. I can Google it. You can Google it and find it. I forget the man's name. But he was a highest you could get a violin player. I forget the name, but he did an experiment. He was singing at the highest stage in New York City, one of the big fancy arenas up there. And he had sold out, before he ever showed up, sold out tickets, amen.
Yeah.
However many thousands of people was going to pack in there and listen to this masterful violinist play. But he wanted to do an experiment. He dressed up in bum clothes, went down into a subway place where there was a lot, thousands of people running, bustling, running to and fro. And he had I forget how much that violin was worth, way over $1 million. Just this violin that he had. It was one of the best ones in all the world. I don't know so much about all that. But he took this super expensive violin and he went down there dressed in rough clothes. The guy that had a sold out crowd, Brother Tommy. Yeah. And he went down there to a rough place in New York City. Everybody thought he was an old bum playing, just wanting money. Amen. And there he played. Amen. And he played that violin and hardly anybody even stopped to give him time of day.
Yeah.
The best violinist in all the world. They was just so busy, just running to and fro. But just the next night, people had paid thousands of dollars to get in there to hear this guy.
Yeah.
Woo, amen. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
And when he got in there, it was so dumbfounding to him. He said when the show actually started, they packed that arena. They paid thousands, rich folks, multimillionaires. Amen. Sit up there in them balconies, tears running down their face. They cried. The great applause of the crowd. And that guy said, just yesterday, I sat out there and played and nobody cared. Amen. Oh, yes. Nobody cared just yesterday. But now a sold out crowd is applauding. Amen. Oh, because they know that it's the name. They know that I am the great master violinist. Hallelujah. That I have made myself useful as a violin player. Oh, I come to tell you tonight, don't just pass by, amen, on the opportunities just because you're so busy. We get so busy with life. We pass by, amen, very useful opportunities. Look at all the poor folks that could have heard the master violinist of all the world. But they were too busy out there in a New York crowd. Great God, and I feel like sometimes that's where we get too busy. Amen. And we say, Lord, I can't be used. You can't use me. I'm too busy. You're too busy. Amen. Give the Lord your life. Amen. Yield it up to him and let him take it and use it for his kingdom. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. We're saved to glorify God.
Man.
To let him live his life through us.
That's it. Man.
This is my life to live. Oh, no, no, no. That's where you're wrong.
Yeah.
The Bible said you have been bought with a price. Hallelujah. You know, in the old days, they had slaves. And if a slave owner bought a slave, he owned that slave.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or I like it or history likes it or anybody else likes it. I know they've torn down all the statues and that still don't erase the past.
Oh, no.
Woo. Aunt Jemima ain't Aunt Jemima no more. I forget what they call it there in Congress, but Aunt Jemima's gone. Amen. I've had Aunt Jemima for years, ever since I've been a kid.
Yeah.
Amen. But Aunt Jemima's gone. Because we can't do that anymore. I don't care how much you want to erase the past. You can't erase the past.
Nobody.
But if a slave, amen, was bought by a slave owner, then that slave was the master to that man that bought him. Hallelujah. Yeah. And can I tell you tonight, I've been bought. I'm a slave to him.
Yes.
He purchased the price that I could not pay.
Hallelujah.
You and I will never make it to heaven on our accord. Honey, there's nothing, Brother Anthony, that I can do. Hallelujah. And they just tell me about the housing crisis that they have up there in Columbus. Amen. Brother Mark Hatfield is already telling me there. Amen. Some time back. And last night, Brother Jerry Kazee was telling me houses that used to sell for $150, $170. Amen. It's way over that, $270. Amen. Way over $100,000 more than that just a year or two later. Having a house crisis up there. They said they got so many thousands of people coming in from California and coming in from New York. Amen. Coming down to these smaller towns. Amen. And they got more people coming in, they have houses for. Hey God, I come to tell us tonight, amen, you're useful to the Lord. Don't give up, and don't say, amen, that God doesn't have any use for an old, amen, soul like me. Oh no, you've been bought with a price, and you're very valuable to the Lord, and use your life for the glory of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
We're saved for His glory.
Hallelujah.
We must let Him live His life through us.
Right. Jesus.
Is your life counting for Christ? I'm going to let you ask yourself that question. Is your life counting for Christ like you wish it would or should? I want to let it count for Him, don't you?
Amen. Oh God.
If your life is not counting for Christ, there's nobody can do anything about it but you tonight.
Right. Yep.
There's an altar right here. I tell you, some of us need to get into it here in just a moment and say, Lord, I want my life to count for you.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God. Don't spend your life, your youth years, the good years of your life. Don't spend it and waste them years and then wake up one day and look back and say, I wish I had did this.
My Lord.
Then.
My Lord.
Amen.
Come on.
Your way, Lord.
The number one thing I've heard elderly people say that got saved up in years, even elderly people that really never dedicated to God like they should have in their young years. When they get old, they say, I wish I had spent more time for God.
That's the truth. Yep.
Oh, Lord.
That's right.
You take that one that spent their life traveling, seeing the world, spent their life working, spent their life laying up treasures in this old world. They get old and they say, man, oh, man, look at all the good years I left behind. I thought I only knew God better.
That's right.
Ooh, amen.
Lord.
Oh, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
If I'd only know the Lord better, amen. Praise God. That 2 Timothy said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course.
Yeah.
Paul said, I have kept the faith.
Amen.
Praise God. That's what you want to say at the end of the road. I fought a good fight.
Yes.
I finished the course. Yes. I did what I could for
the Lord.
Amen. I want to have aspiration. Hallelujah. Paul had a passion to reach that goal. Amen. And let nothing divert his attention from God. Hallelujah. Paul said, I count not myself to have apprehended. He did not claim to have arrived to where he needed to be, but he said, this one thing I do, and I'm quitting here. Amen. Hey, God, this one thing I do. Amen. I forgot those things which are behind, and I'm pressing forward to those things. And, amen. That's just ahead. Hallelujah. I tell you what you need to do. You need to forget those things that's behind. I mentioned sometime back and I really need to focus, maybe focus a message on this right here. Amen. Paul said, this one thing I do.
Yeah.
One thing. He didn't say I got 10 things, 20 things I need to do. But I need to do one thing. I need to forget the past and move forward right now.
Amen.
I feel like sometimes we can't get to where we need to be with God because we got too many things going on.
Jesus.
Right.
We got too many arms in the fire. Too many things.
Right.
Mary was devoted to sitting at Jesus' feet and learning from the Master. Jesus commended her for her choice. But Martha, the Bible says, was cumbered about with much serving. Martha got so frustrated. Amen. Pray God. Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you're cumbered about with many things.
Yeah.
You can get too much stuff in your life. Amen. And get you out of kilter with God.
Right. That's true.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen, Brother George. In America, we've got nicer automobiles than we've ever had. Yep. We've got nicer churches than we've ever had. We've got nicer homes than we've ever had.
Right.
We eat nicer foods than we've ever ate. We've got more things than we've ever had, but we've got less of God than we've had in generations.
Amen.
But Paul said, I got to forget those things which are behind. Amen. This phrase in the pretense, amen, indicates that Paul kept on forgetting. Hallelujah. Keep on forgetting. You know what? You might forget today, but the devil's going to bring the past back to your memory tomorrow. You got to keep on forgetting.
Keep on.
Keep on forgetting.
That's it.
Keep on forgetting. Does your haunt past you? Does your past haunt you? I said it backwards. Does your past haunt you today?
Come on.
But I'm going to forget that. Guess what? You're going to have to learn to forget it again tomorrow.
Amen.
You're going to have to learn to forget it again the next day. Paul said, I have to keep on forgetting. Amen. You look at Paul's past. He stood against the church. He murdered the Christians. Amen. He was in opposition against God. And no doubt Paul had to keep on forgetting his past down through the years. Amen. If he was ever going to do anything for God, he said, I had to forget the past.
Amen.
Keep marching on.
Dear Lord.
Woo.
Yes, God.
Forgetting the things behind does not mean erasing the sins of the past. It means to break the power and the influence of the past. Nobody and nothing can change the past.
That's the truth.
I know what God can change that chain. God can change that chain. Amen. A bond that the devil has on us from the past.
You're right.
He can loose us from the sin of the past.
Yes, he can.
Great God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. In a race, the runner's progress is hindered if he keeps on looking back. You can't win the race looking back.
No.
Never look back at your yesterdays in such a way that it slows your today.
Praise.
Did you hear me?
That's good.
Never look back at yesterdays so much that it slows your today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen to me. This is exactly what Israel did in the book of Numbers. The Jews did not forget about the delicacies of the past and wanted to go back. Numbers 11, amen, starting at verse number 5. We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, the garlic. But now our soul is dried away and there is nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes. Here they are eating manna that God baked in heaven's oven.
Yeah.
And they're remembering the leeks and the garlic and the onions back in Egypt.
Wow.
You can get so caught up in remembering yesterday that you can't enjoy the blessing of today. Hallelujah. I'm preaching to us here tonight. Every day holds a brand new situation. Every day holds a brand new battle. Another temptation. Amen. Another opportunity for service for the Lord. If today was a day of defeat, if I had a bad day today, great God, I got good news for you. I can forget today and move forward tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Every day is a brand new day. Every day presents its opportunities.
Yes.
Brother George, I'm trying to think. Who's it? Me and Brother Anthony's teaming up against Brother George or Brother Tommy on cornhole. If you knew the score before the game ended, people wouldn't stand around and watch it. It'd be boring.
That's the truth.
Yeah. If you know the score of a game, then you lose interest. I don't want to watch that. I already know who the winner is. That's what puts excitement in day-to-day living because, amen, I still got to fight.
Yes, Lord.
I still got to press.
Yes,
I still got to give them all because, amen, the battle's not won yet. Amen. Oh, no. Amen. But, I come to tell you here today, amen, I've got to keep on pressing forward. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
That's how rich people ruin their kids. You take a billionaire dies and he gives this kid and this kid and this kid millions and millions of dollars. Most of the time it ruins them kids because they don't have to face every day like mom and dad did. Amen. And really tough and really try to come up through the ranks because everything was laid in their lap. And when everything's laid in your lap, it ruins you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Woo.
Right.
Hallelujah. Every day's got challenges of itself and we grow through the challenges that each day presents.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we do.
Grow through that challenge.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Amen. I'm almost done here tonight. Praise the Lord. The Christian who wastes his time dwelling on the past has no bright future for tomorrow.
Amen.
Paul forgot what was behind and he reached forward to those things which were before. Reaching forth, he said. Great God. Amen. This word is used to describe a runner or a horse going very hard for that tape or that finish line with all of their muscles outstretched. You ever see them racers? They stretch their chest out.
Yeah.
Try to break that tape. Give it the last push. Give it everything they got. I come to tell us, church, let's give it a final push. Let's give it a final push. Amen. This word is used. Great God. Amen. Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. There are two extremes of pressing. Amen. Some people think I've got to do it all. And some people said, amen, said God must do it. I'm going to do everything I can and leave it to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You can't do it all on your own, but you've got to depend upon the Lord.
Right.
He can help you, can't he?
Yes.
Philippians 1:23, I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better.
Far better.
Hallelujah. Paul was leaning forward and looking forward to being with the one who was watching over him.
Amen.
Aren't you glad we got one watching
Amen.
Over us? Glory to God. Aren't you glad we got one watching over us? Psalms 34:15. Somebody help me up here. I'm done. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. And his ears are open unto their cry.
Yes.
Did you hear that? His eyes are over the righteous and his
yes.
ear.
Amen.
Georgia hears me want to cry.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm so glad. If I watch over my children, amen, I know what it's like when one of them cries or one of them hollers. I do my best to try to hurry up and get there and meet the need.
Lord.
Can you imagine how much better God hears us when we cry?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We went up to that place, Brother George and I went turkey hunting back in the spring. I was checking it out to see if I could maybe hunt up there the next few days. And it was had all them trees from that ice storm, if you remember that ice storm we had. And it was so thick we couldn't walk in there. And I had Weston with me, and he couldn't walk through all that stuff, so I had to pick him up, Brother George, and carry him through them treetops.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I had to carry him through there. I was trying to watch over my time, trying to protect him.
Yes.
Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are upon every place, beholding the evil and the good. 1 Peter 3:12, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. One place said cry, another place said prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil.
Yep.
Yes.
I believe Paul was looking forward to the Lord final when he said, well done. That good and faithful servant.
Yes.
Hey, I come to tell you tonight, there's a prize that you got to press toward. Hallelujah,
yes. Lord.
Keep on pressing. Keep on pushing. Amen. For I'm now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Stay with me. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. In a small church yard at the foot of a Swiss mountain, the body of a young English climber was buried. On the tombstone under the name and date were these words, he died fine. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo! When you die one day, I wonder if that's going to be on inscribed on the epitaph of your tombstone. He died kindly. She died kindly. Glory to God. God help us to be pressing. Lord, help us, God, to press for that prize. Lord, keep on climbing. I'm not giving up. I'm going to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. I'm going to keep on pressing. Amen. Who are gathering these altars tonight and say, Lord, I'm going to keep on pressing to make it to that prize. Hallelujah. I'm not giving up, Lord, but I've got to keep going. I've got to keep climbing. I've got to keep marching forward, Lord. I'm not going to give up. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, 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 God. Oh, God. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Lily of the valley, let your sweet